We want to welcome everybody to the Bill Rain Show. Lots of fun for everyone with songs you know. So come and join us now, for we're all set to go on today's Bill Rain Show.
Yes, sir. Back again, neighbors, and once again, we're just real happy that you decided to come visit a while. But I guess it's up to us now to try and make it worth your while. So first off, here goes with a novelty number about a certain country Casanova that has his own trademark style of wooing and winning the gals. A little bit of crooning, a little bit of spooning, a little bit of spooning, and a lot of honeymooning. That's my trademark. That's my trademark. Always a trying to keep a satisfying. That's what I'm noted for. A little bit inviting, a little bit exciting, a little bit igniting, and a lot of delighting. That's my trademark. That's my trademark. No denying, you'll soon be a sighing. That's what I'm noted for. A little bit of spooning, a little bit of spooning, and a lot of honeymooning. That's my trademark. That's my trademark. Always a trying to keep satisfying. That's what I'm noted for.
Chef Porter Wagner's well-tuned trademark. And now, my friend, I want to make you sort of a trade. A little of your very close attention in return for some very good advice. Listen.
Picking by Speedy Haworth on Room Full of Roses.
Say, Bill, I remember back at the time I was courting my wife.
Yeah?
I brought her a dozen roses one night. She looks at them and says, "My, but these are fresh and nice. There's still a little dew on them." Old thick-headed me, I misunderstood what she meant. And I said, "Yeah, there's still about $3 due on them, but I sure don't know how you could tell just by looking."
Well, if you said things like that before you were married, Slim, I guess your wife had plenty of advance warning on what kind of a character she's getting for a husband.
Yeah, she's got only herself to blame. Now, I think her folks are kind of pushing her to hurry up and find a husband, though.
What makes you say that?
Well, the time I asked her father if she was old enough to think about getting married, and he said that if she was to wait a year or two longer, she'd be old enough to forget about it.
I'll tell you what, Slim, I'm going to forget about you right now, because occupying my attention will be Miss Sally Briggs, as she complains that somebody's stolen her honey.
Somebody stole my honey, and it just ain't right. Somebody stole my honey, that's why I'm blue tonight. I tried to tell him how she lied and how she'll quit him soon. But it's no use, he's satisfied. He thinks she hung the moon. He'll learn a lesson or someday, pretty soon he knows. He'll be a wiser boy someday, and I can say I told you so. But that's no good to me right now. It doesn't help a bit somehow. For somebody stole my honey, and my honey stole my heart. He'll learn a lesson oh someday, pretty soon he knows. He'll be a wiser boy someday, and I can say I told you so. But that's no good to me right now. It doesn't help a bit somehow. 'Cause somebody stole my honey, and my honey stole my heart.
Yes, sir. That's the pretty young miss they call the Oriole of the Ozarks, our sweet singing Sally Briggs.
Did you say Oriole?
That's right, Oriole. You know, the bird. That makes you the Blue Jay of the Ozarks, I guess, huh?
Blue Jay?
Yeah.
That's a corn plaster.
Well, that's you all right. Corny.
Let me tell you something, Bill. You know, I know a certain fellow around here that the musicians take the orders from. And if that fellow got peeved at something the singing fellow said, well, there just might not be any music for him.
Well, in that case, Slim, I was only kidding. And that singing fellow you mentioned does need a little musical help right about now. In fact, because he wants to do like Speedy Haworth did a while back and do one of those songs about roses. A rose from the garden where the bloom of romance grows, but I'll keep one part near my aching heart, just a petal from a faded rose. Love is sweet in the morning when the breeze of summer blows, but will fade and die when the winter's night, like a petal from a faded rose.
Well, Sir Doc Martin's been just biding his time till now, waiting for a chance to capture your attention with his fine guitar, and we'll see that he gets that chance in just a few more moments, right after this. Thank you very much, Doc Martin. And now I'm paging Miss Sally Briggs to come front and center. Sally, it's duet time for you and me.
Well, I'm sure agreeable to that, Bill. Let's be on our way.
Okay.
Have I waited too long to say that I love you? Have I waited too long my dreams to come true. Each day, dear, I pray that you will forgive me. I know I was wrong. Have I waited too long? It seems it all started the day that we parted. I love you much more now than ever before. If you'll only forgive, you'll never be sorry. I'll right every wrong. Have I waited too long?
Well, those minutes went speeding by in an extra big hurry today, it seems like, friends. But we'll be looking forward to another transcribed visit this way again mighty soon. So you be looking forward to it, too.